Welcome back to Turf Show Times Radio, the instant reaction show, also known as Pod TST. I'm Kenneth Arthur. With me, Blaine, the fiasco, Didasco, which I've just given you a nickname, Blaine, but I think that it fits. What do you think?
Well, it's a fiasco right now, reaction to that opener, for
yes,
sure.
Yes, it is. It is a fiasco, and I see that. So the Rams win 34-14. This is the instant reaction show. We'll come to you every week right after the Rams game, in some form or another, to talk about what has gone on, what has transpired there in the Rams game. And this was the first game of the season. A lot of unknowns headed into the year, a lot of assumptions, a lot of ways that we could have assumed things will go. And I think for the most part, I did see what I assumed I would see from the Rams in their 34-14 win over the Bears, the good and the bad, and we'll talk about both. But, you know, everything looks pretty good there for LA with regards to the quarterback situation, which, of course, is so important. And knowing that in the NFC West, you have to bring the best to be able to compete with these three other teams, the Rams certainly did their part for the most part against Chicago on Sunday night, winning 34-14. I will say Chicago, you know, doesn't have a quarterback themselves. So did not get to see the Rams against a quarterback who can throw the ball super good or downfield, and may not see one until Tom Brady in week three. But Blaine, what about yourself? What would you say was your favorite thing about the game tonight?
Matthew Stafford, for sure. It's got to be, you know, you're looking at a quarterback that, first of all, new team, new system, but also, you know, again, no preseason. So this is his first look at sort of live action, where you might see some other quarterbacks and offenses across the league maybe shaking off some rust, given that they've had limited preseason action. But, you know, this is Matthew Stafford with his new team, no preseason, and on his second play, starts off with a bang. So that definitely is the thing that stood out to me the most.
It's the thing that we have to talk about. I would not allow myself or yourself to avoid it, even though I think some people would. But I don't, I want to, we have to compare it to Jared Goff. I mean, this is the whole deal. This is the thing that changed about the Rams. Obviously, more than anything else, this was the biggest move of the offseason for any team in the NFL. And it was all about changing literally from Jared Goff to Matthew Stafford. And I would say Sunday night was, if Jared Goff has that night, one of his top five nights. I mean, I mean, going against a very talented Bears defense in a lot of regards, and a lot of new moving parts in his first time playing in a game with the all of these players, I mean, he goes 20 of 26, 321 yards, three touchdowns, no interceptions, 12.3 yards per attempt, a passer rating 156.1, which is just below the made-up perfect passer rating. I mean, I don't endorse passer rating super hard, but in all respects, pretty much, this is one of Jared Goff's top five games if he goes out there statistically and has a night like this. And I think it also shows the fact that this is Matthew Stafford's best career primetime game also shows he finally got an upgrade too. What were your thoughts there on the difference in offense between Stafford and Goff?
Well, I mean, the first thing that stood out to me is, you know, watching the Rams offense over the last two seasons, the first thing that stands out is zero fumbles, zero interceptions by the quarterback. So, you know, in the last 2 years, that's kind of the baseline, what we would hope for in a game. And then that's where everything starts. Add on to that, three touchdowns, 300 yards. But for sure, the first thing that stands out as improvement over the last two seasons is the lack of turnover.
You know, it's, there was a lot of anticipation to see Stafford nationally, but I also think the fact that, you know, the Rams got to go on national TV with a quarterback like Stafford. What were your thoughts on the performances by Kupp and Woods and Van Jefferson and Tyler Higbee, those four guys, because they were here last year? What were your thoughts on the receivers and Higbee?
First of all, since we covered, you know, sort of training camp so well, it's exactly what we saw in training camp, what we hoped would translate into the regular season. And it's what we saw, spreading the ball around. You got the deepest receiving core, all reliable targets, and spreading it out. So it's tough for a defense to know where we're going to go with it, especially when you start with, you know, wide receiver three for a 60-yard touchdown. Mm-hmm. It's hard to know where to go from there. And it's, we certainly did follow up, but with, you know, with Cup 10, 11 receptions in the game, and everybody played a part. Higby got his, Woods got his. So it's going to be tough looking at this tape and trying to figure out who to key on moving forward.
Yeah, Stafford had a 67-yard throw to Van Jefferson. He had a 56-yard throw to Cooper Kupp. He had a 37-yard throw to Tyler Higbee. He had a 19-yard throw to Robert Woods. He had an 18-yard throw to DeSean Jackson. There was a 17-yard completion to Darrell Henderson. So a lot of explosive plays, which does also feel like a difference from the last 2 years of the Rams offense, the two really big struggling years for Sean McVay's offense, and didn't obviously feel like a struggle here. You know, one thing about the last season was the Rams were on primetime four times, and the most they had gone 3-1 in those games, but the most points scored in any of them was 27 points. So an extra touchdown here in Stafford's debut, it just feels like, even though you knew the Rams were once capable with Goff of putting up 34, 35, 40, you know, 50 points in a game, that hasn't been the case for the last 2 years. So it does feel like, again, oh, wow, could the Rams finally combine? And by the way, I was looking up Jared Goff's deepest passes of 2020 were 56 yards to Robert Woods and 55 yards to Cooper Kupp, both touchdowns. And so Stafford already has one play that is longer than any of Goff's last year, and one play that ties the longest of Goff's last year. In his first game of the season, playing against the Chicago Bears on Sunday Night Football, first time playing with these players, could tell that there was some excitement there. But defensively, the Rams clearly had issues tackling David Montgomery. I would say out there, for anyone listening, David Montgomery was one of the leaders in broken tackles and yards after contact last year, only behind Derrick Henry and Dalvin Cook. So that was the company he kept. I think David Montgomery gets slept on a little bit because also of the fact that he plays for Chicago. But still, the Rams didn't really seem to bring it in that department early and then throughout the game. What are your thoughts on the Rams defense as a whole?
Yeah, I agree. I think that you know, the glaring weakness was the run game, especially in the first half. It's hard to say. I mean, if there's any indicator of, say, lack of preseason reps or you know, getting up to speed, it would be the defensive line or the run defense. But also, you know, we're playing sort of a softbox where we didn't allow any big plays. Not a lot of deep threats, but still nothing got behind us. And so, you know, it's hard to say. We got to be tighter and look at better gap management, but at the same time, you know, we still did a good job distributing the coverage on the back end. But definitely we're going to face, you know, tougher, more balanced offenses. And we're going to have to tighten up the run defense.
Anybody on defense that you felt maybe particularly high on, or maybe particularly concerned about?
Jalen Ramsey looked good tonight in his new sort of nickel position. So I thought that was an exciting part of the new defense, seeing his involvement. It looked great. You know, you saw him on run support. You saw him breaking out passes closer to the middle of the field. But at the same time, it does leave Darius Williams, David Long on the corner positions without Jalen Ramsey. So we're relying on those two a bit more. And again, I think we'll face tougher pass threats, passing offenses that they'll be tested a lot more. So that was an interesting look. And then once David Long got taken out, we got to look at our rookie, Robert Rochelle, who came up with a nice pass breakup on a fourth down. That was a highlight play for him. But definitely Jalen Ramsey was an exciting thing to watch on defense.
Definitely. And I think that Jalen Ramsey is another player who kind of still, even at his level, even at the level he's still at, still feels like he has another breakthrough he needs to have in his career. You know, that next level of his recognition of his, you know, his, the caliber, everybody know, you know, he gets called the best cornerback in the NFL, but it still feels like he's got to have another breakthrough. And tonight did feel like it could be headed in that direction. As far as the Chicago Bears, you know, it does seem like they came into this game as realists. I think Matt Nagy came into this game as a realist, said, I realize that our offensive line will not have that strong of a performance against Aaron Donald and Leonard Floyd and, you know, Sebastian Joseph Day and all these big guys and pass rushers and what have you, because the offensive line, I think he's obviously cognizant of where his offensive line is at. And then on top of that, both Jason Peters and backup Larry Borum at left tackle left the game with injuries. So on top of all that, you know, the game plan to me for Chicago had to avoid sacks at all costs. And that really meant that a lot of the plays that Chicago was running were just straight up, okay, Andy Dalton, you take the snap, you look to your right, you throw the ball. That's it. We have high percentage throws and hope to, you know, just convert third downs. And that seemed to be Chicago's hope, was that, you know, maybe they could score 20, 21, 24 points somehow and hold the Rams to 20 points at home if Matthew Stafford was a little rusty, and they turned out not to be able to do that. They clearly were not prepared for that opener to Van Jefferson, and they clearly were not capable of going up against everybody tonight on the Rams. But it, as far as the Rams not getting any sacks and stuff, because I did hear some talk about, oh, did Aaron Donald and Leonard Floyd have bad nights? Why don't the Rams get more pressure? What were your thoughts, Blaine? Because I thought the Rams did get good pressure. I thought that it was pretty obvious play after play that the Bears had nowhere to go.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, nice to see Aaron Donald got one there in the fourth quarter. Justin Hollins got a sack too. So I think both of those happened later in the game where they might be, you know, reaching for big plays or deep passes a little bit more. But other than that, yeah, it took to the fourth quarter, I think, to get our first sacks. But I think you're right. It was a pretty conservative game plan from them. I'd be interested to see what happens with those guys moving forward. Really, you know, if Andy Dalton will be their starter in the next game. I think once we see more of Justin Fields, it's going to open up a lot more for them as far as having that mobile quarterback threat. That's going to start to open things up for them. But yeah, I think without it, I think that tonight it was a good look at kind of what they've got as far as options.
We did, you know, it's not surprising that we didn't see anything from or hear of Tutu Atwell or Jacob Harris. This is all not surprising, I think, to most of us, right? So that's all fine and good that we won't hear a lot from the rookies usually. And that's going to be a good thing. And if you do hear from them, maybe it's a great thing if it's a blowout Rams game where they can get involved. But we did see Robert Rochelle late in the game with a pass defensed. How did it seem to you? How did it feel to you to see at least one of the rookies there getting involved? You know, I don't think that we need to see a bunch of these rookies at all. And I know people get anxious about that, but we did see something from Rochelle.
Yeah, I think it's good. I mean, I think, like I said, you know, we'll have to see how well David Long, and, you know, we're all pretty confident and pretty excited about Darius Williams based on last season. Mm-hmm. But David Long, I think, is a little bit less proven. So yeah. It's nice to at least get a glimpse at Robert Rochelle, and at least on that one fourth down stop, that was a big play. So it's nice to have our depth tested a little bit today to get a look. Other than that, I think you're right. If we don't see Tutu Atwell, it's a good thing. We just talked about how much depth we have with our receivers. But I think if we do see him, you know, we're all pretty excited to see, you know, a big highlight punt return at some point.
If you can start now that the game is behind us, if you can start now to look way ahead there to the Colts in week 2, knowing now what you've seen from the Rams after one game, do you feel any more confidence about going to Indianapolis?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we have a lot to build on. I mean, you know, and we haven't even really, I think, pushed our run game too much. I think the good thing was that our pass game was working well enough for us that we leaned on that this game. But I think we have more to see as far as our run game. We got one carry out of Sony Michel. So we got more to see out of what he can contribute to the run game. So yeah, pretty excited going into week two. Obviously don't want to look too far ahead, but otherwise the next big test will be coming back home to SoFi to see the Bucks.
Yeah. And I do think that it is, I mean, I feel like it, you know, I feel like it's safe to say that Tom Brady is going to be the first real test for this pass defense, based on what we've seen from Carson Wentz in the first week of the season, and the Colts pass catchers. I think that few teams on the schedule might present less of a challenge than the Bears and the Colts. The Bears, I think, proved that tonight. And maybe the Colts will have something different in a week. But based on the way that Carson Wentz has played in the last couple of years, it doesn't really surprise me, or wouldn't surprise me, to see Carson Wentz just not be that that deep passing threat attack that he was projected to be and started to become maybe before his injury in 2017. And that's just a quick look ahead there to the Colts. Blaine, the fiasco didasco. Any parting thoughts or anything else you'd like to say?
Just that, Rams fans have a lot of reason to be excited. I think, you know, we will look forward to seeing this defense improve a little bit. And I think still seeing more potential in this offense that was explosive tonight in week one.
I agree. I think when you look at the teams that win, I think when you look at the teams that are in the playoffs, I think when you look at the teams that are in the Super Bowl, they have quarterbacks like Matthew Stafford. I don't think Matthew Stafford got the help that he, you know, really would have showcased the level of quarterback he is. And that's just, you know, if anything, it's just a testament to his loyalty to Detroit for that long until finally getting this opportunity. Because clearly, if he had stayed in Detroit, things were not going in a great direction. So, or at least they're rebuilding. So he knows it was going to be at least a couple, two, three, four more years. And with the Lions, you never, never, ever know. So, clearly I think Matthew Stafford is the type of guy that with a good cast around him will, succeed, or, you know, at least be able to compete with those players that we see in the playoffs at quarterback. So that's why I agree. I think it's very promising, and more promising even more after watching Stafford in his first start really, really kind of do whatever he wanted for a long period of that game. So Rams are 1-0, Colts next week. I'll be back with another episode of the podcast in the middle of this week. So stay tuned for that, and subscribe for weekly episodes of the Turf Show Times Radio Instant Reaction and, you know, weekly podcast covering the LA Rams. I'm Kenneth Arthur.